Now, some changes are coming to the way we get notified of severe weather. Starting today, the National Weather Service is going to make severe thunderstorm warnings more specific. Not so much in terms of where they're happening, they already do that, but how strong they are and the damage they could potentially cause. Plus, if there's really bad stuff heading your way, there's a better chance you're going to know about it. Kurt Kotenberg is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Green Bay. Kurt, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Well, there are going to be some new categories, I understand, for our severe thunderstorm warnings. Kurt, can you walk us through what kind of different things we might see?
Sure. So basically, the severe thunderstorm warnings will stay the same in that the criteria of which we issue a warning at will not change. The biggest change will be when we start getting to the stronger and higher end storms, how we notify the public. So basically, they're going to be broken down into three categories. So we issue the warning, but then it'll have one of three options for what we call like a tag that we can put with it. First is the base one, then is a considerable, then there's the destructive category. And the destructive category is the one that we're really keying on here. So this is the one that has wind speeds of 80 miles per hour or greater, or hail that is 2.75 inches, which is about the size of a baseball, or greater. And basically what these new categories do is if we feel that our warning that the weather conditions that are being observed or are forecast to happen to the people, you know, unfortunately in the path of this warning, if we have those 80 mile per hour winds or the 2.75 inch baseball sized hail, what this will now do is this will trigger what's called a wireless emergency alert. So it'll basically trigger your cell phone if you're in the path of that warning. And your cell phone will be notified, will notify you and say that there's a destructive, potentially destructive severe thunderstorm warning coming directly at you.
It seems like it makes sense. Can you explain the reasoning behind the change, Kurt?
Sure. Well, part of it is we're just trying to, you know, kind of adapt and change with the times. Most people now have cell phones versus the NOAA weather radio. And, you know, basically our goal is to try to reach as many people as we can with the warning to protect as many people as we can. That's actually the core mission of the National Weather Service is just to protect life and property. We aren't in it for the page clicks or the money per se. You know, we can't. We're federal government. It's legal. But just protecting life and property, which is why I love this mission and love what we do. And, you know, it's so important. You know, we, you know, city, urban, rural, wherever you are, we're, our mission is just to try to protect as many lives as we can. And so the main reason for this change is to, you know, get people on their cell phones. And then also, too, it kind of, you know, it's the next level of ringing the bell, so to speak. You know, letting people know that if they see, you know, their favorite television meteorologist on television saying, you know, yep, my area is in a severe thunderstorm warning and, you know, so on and so forth. This rings the bell. This gets the, you know, the TV people aware and the people aware that, hey, you know, this could be potentially destructive and, you know, very life-threatening. You know, if you're outside and, you know, there's baseball-sized hail falling from the sky towards where you are, you know, that could be fatal. So it's basically just to really, you know, let people know that this is something that they really, really need to take seriously and seek shelter immediately.
We just had that round of storms in a lot of the state last week. Would any of the warnings we saw then have been different if this new system had kicked in by then?
Yes, particularly the storm, we did a damage survey. I personally did one in Winnebago County near Amro and just kind of southwest of Oshkosh. I found the damage to be 80 to 90 mile per hour wind speeds. And I'll have to look. I think the Milwaukee office issued issued a warning that had an 80 mile per hour tag. And so those types of warnings were the ones that would have triggered the special wireless emergency alert. And again, that just would have given the people in southwestern Winnebago County that additional heads up that they need to take shelter because this could be, you know, seriously life-threatening weather coming at you, which it was. I mean, there were just, you know, trees uprooted everywhere, and it was not a good scene down there in southwestern Winnebago County on our damage survey.
We're talking to Kurt Kotenberg, warning coordination meteorologist at the National Weather Service office in Green Bay, looking at a new kind of warning based on the potential damage that a thunderstorm could do at its most destructive. It'll light up your cell phone, another middle ground based on hail size and straight line wind speed. You can call in with your questions about that, by the way, if you have one, at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Kurt, I've lived my whole life in the Midwest. I know when I hear tornado, hey, I got to take that seriously. It seems like we're paying more attention to straight line wind and the potential damage that we can do, or that it can do. Am I hallucinating here, or are we taking it more seriously these days?
Nope. And that's a good thing, and that's purposeful. As a science, you know, first off, we're trying to kind of incorporate the social science aspect of weather. You know, I can give you the perfect weather warning or the perfect forecast, you know, the best ever forecast. But if the public can't understand it and know what it means and know how to react to do what they need to do to keep themselves safe, you know, then it's not really a useful forecast if people don't know what to do with it. And so part of those, along those lines towards evolution, you know, one kind of, I don't want to say misnomer, but kind of unfortunate, underrated thing is that, you know, people hear straight line winds and just kind of like, oh, well, it's not a tornado, then okay, no big deal. But the fact of the matter is, what causes damage and injury and, you know, God forbid, fatality in events is all the things that are blown around by the wind. So as human beings, if I were to stand outside, you know, in an open field to 90 mile an hour winds, you know, I'll probably get pushed back, but the winds alone probably won't kill me. Where all the injuries and everything comes from is everything that's in the path of those 80 and 90 mile an hour winds being, you know, introduced to myself. So, you know, a big giant tree in your front yard falling onto your house. Or if you're standing near a window and it shatters, you know, the glass flying around at 90 miles per hour isn't a good thing. And so, you know, to the heart of the matter, we're really trying to communicate, you know, the 80 to 90 mile an hour winds, you know, particularly the ones that I saw or classified in Winnebago County, that is a weak EF1 tornado. You know, it can do equally the amount of damage. And you know, in fact, straight line winds might almost be a little more threatening in that they can cover a much broader area. You know, if we think back to last Wednesday's event, there was damage all the way from Verona and Madison all the way to the Waukesha area. So just a huge swath of damage, you know, whereas a tornado is typically, you know, just a couple hundred yards or a couple hundred feet. So that's a much more confined area. And so, you know, again, we want to get the message out. And especially with these new destructive tags for if we issue a wind speed over 80 miles per hour, that, you know, this should basically be taken as seriously as a tornado warning. You know, do what you need to do. Get away from windows. Get to the lowest, most interior place of your residence, because, you know, this could be life-threatening.
Let's bring on a caller now. Mike is with us in Madison. Mike, hi.
Hi. So my question is whether or not the Weather Service is considering any verbiage change to the tornado warning, tornado watch category, because I ask people and they get extremely confused whether or not a tornado watch, we're watching a tornado, people have seen the tornado, quick take cover, or warning, 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 we've warning that there's a tornado coming. And it seems to me that every weather person goes on to explain to their listeners that either a tornado was sighted or the conditions exist, and it would be extremely easy to simply change the verbiage to a tornado has been sighted in this city or tornado conditions exist, and removing the whole verbiage of warning and watch entirely from our vocabulary. It is difficult. I don't think if I polled 100 people that 10 would get it right if the words were switched around.
Mike, thanks for the call. Kurt, is this something that the Weather Service goes back and reconsiders, the warning/watch words?
Sure. So that's an incredibly fair and good question. And it kind of dovetails into what I said earlier about how we're starting to involve social scientists in what we're doing. So I'll even piggyback one step further off of Mike's question. The SBC Outlook has categories right now based on the severe weather threat. So you just go to sbc.noaa.gov every day, and they have the kind of a expected risk potential for severe thunderstorms. And the categories right now as they currently stand are marginal, then slight, then enhanced, then moderate, and then high, which is the very worst. And there literally are people doing polls right now asking people, you know, given those five categories, how would you rank them? You know, is marginal worse than enhanced or is worse than slight? Like, what do those mean to people? Mm. And the feedback that we're starting to receive is it's confusing. Even some meteorologists are confused by the, you know, how to quantify and classify, you know, which is more threatening than the other. The short answer is we certainly are looking into that, and we are involving social scientists, and we are reaching out to the public and seeking their input. And I think over the coming years, I do think that we'll look at sort of evolving how we do that to really start to hit that sweet spot with public perception as to how they perceive and know what to do, again, to know what actions they need to take based on what we tell them is coming at them. But in the meantime, right now, as it is, you know, we'll just keep tornado watch means watch the skies. We usually try to issue that 3 hours in advance or so. And then a tornado warning means something has been observed or is imminent. And that's when you need to take action.
Mike, thanks a lot for that call. And Kurt, we'll leave it there. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Kurt Kotenberg is the Warning Coordination Meteorologist at the National Weather Service's Green Bay office. We talked to him about new categories of severe thunderstorm warnings that the Weather Service is rolling out today, and how meteorologists survey storm damage.